Progesterone is my favorite molecule ever. I'm like the progesterone queen. I'm currently in the process of writing a booklet for people because it's so misunderstood, amazing, particularly with my neurodivergent women. You know, we, so many have had your experience, and I get so frustrated. I actually get angry at this terminology that prescribers use, but calling synthetic progestins in the marina, in the pill, in patches, progesterone. It's factually incorrect. They're different molecules. They do similar things for the uterus, but outside of that, they are not the same. And it creates this really so much misinformation that prescribers don't even generally realize the difference. The big pharma have done a really good job of making prescribers call them the same thing, and they're absolutely not. And once progesterone is in the right level in your body, it's a complete game changer for mood. A woman cannot regulate her nervous system or regulate her mood properly without progesterone, right? So why are we not talking about this for neurodivergent women? I truly believe if women had been involved in the evolution of medicine and understanding mental health, we would be treating it a lot more with body identical hormones and not a lot of the medications. But here we are. That's a conversation in itself. So let's be really clear, just as you said, synthetic progestins in the marina and those other contraceptives are not progesterone. So the molecule has changed. It's been manipulated in a lab. So the body identical progesterone does so many things for the body when we get it in the right dose. And unfortunately, you speak about a dose there that I don't expect you're getting through the NHS, because they tend to go for 100, 200. If you're really lucky, they might go up to 300. Now, the international leads on progesterone, so Carol Peterson, Dr. Phyllis Bronson, and you can download free webinars of these from my website to hear what they say on this. They tend to start their women on 300 to 400 and go up to 2,500. So that would be 25 each progestin. And that we've got this decades of experience of knowing how it can help bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety, depression, insomnia, because of what progesterone does. So why is this not being used in this way? Honestly, I can't get my head around it, because so many women also have the experience that they get a low, very, very low dose of progesterone, say 100 or 200, and it actually really affects their mood. Okay, it makes them feel horrible. That's not usually the progesterone. It's usually what's happening is something called estrogen kickback. And it's more complex than this, but what happens is progesterone fires up estrogen receptors. That's one of the things that it does. So you were talking about sore breasts at ovulation. Potentially, that could be because your estrogen has risen much higher, so there's more estrogen in the body, and that's why you're having that ratio imbalance at that point. Hypothetically, it could be more progesterone required maybe at that time to counterbalance it. But, you know, it's a very individual approach. It's always about getting this estrogen progesterone right. And what we see in clinic is with the women who have this experience of going, it makes me really low, suicidal ideation. You know, it's really big impact putting in, and it feels like the progesterone, but it's very, very rarely the progesterone. Because the body produces progesterone all the time. The progesterone you get in HRT is no different to the molecule your body produces. And so if you were truly allergic almost and sensitive to the progesterone, you would have this reaction to your body's own production. What it usually is you need a much higher dose, and you need to make it much higher very quickly. That would be the approach these experts take, is that we go in high and we up it very quickly, or we adapt the vehicle in which it goes into the body. You know, some women just don't get on with taking it orally because of how it breaks down in the upper GI tract. It might be you need it as a cream, you know, and that can be really powerful. Once it goes into your skin, it's in every cell of your body within 20 seconds in its whole molecule, and then it gets broken down. So we've got to find what's right for you. You know, we are complex women, usually. We're not the type of women who can happily skip into a GP surgery, slap a patch on a bum and skip off into the sunset. It doesn't tend to work like that for us. We have to do this dance of getting it right for us. But honestly, when we get progesterone right, it changes women's lives.
Yeah. I think what you said about mental health and progesterone, and I think the fact that we're only, again, just recognizing that is mental health a hormonal issue for women. I mean, it's not bloody rocket science. It's like, you know, PMDD in neurodivergent women is much, much higher. I don't have the exact percentage,
ten
but
times.
I know.
10
yeah,
times higher.
It's like a significant amount higher. And so what is that telling people? So neurodivergent women are suffering for half their lives, like you say, suicidal, deep, dark depression, anxiety, low mood. What's that doing to people? People's
it's
families,
ruining their lives.
Relationships, careers. Yeah. And the fact that we are so stuck in this old mentality, like you're saying, those doctors, why? I mean, I get so angry about it. Why is this not filtering through to mainstream, you know, GPs, where they are taking this more individualized approach or understanding or going through this training? I wanted to ask your opinion. I know, obviously, you're not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, but for me, it screams so kind of obvious. Postnatally, we know neurodivergent women are more prone to postnatal depression. We know there's a drop in hormones.
Massive.
Why are they being prescribed antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, when perhaps they may need HRT postnatally?
Absolutely. Because of our old friend patriarchy, you know, and also there is a lot of money to be made in women being prescribed psychiatric medication and synthetic progesterones. There is no money to be made in body identical progesterones and hormones because you can't patent a molecule that is made in nature. And sadly, this is what I truly believe is preventing this. We have known for decades, since the 60s, that high doses of body identical progesterone treat PMDD very effectively. We have known that for a very long time. Why is that not filtering down to frontline practice? There is something going on as to why, you know, Carol Peterson speaks about a war on progesterone. Because if women suddenly started taking this body identical progesterone that doesn't have the side effects in the correct doses, they slept beautifully, they managed their anxiety, panic attacks, mood regulation, there would be no need potentially for the majority of these medications. That's a lot, that's a $1 billion industry. And that has to be taken into consideration. That might sound really conspiracy theorist, but I cannot get my head around any other reason. And this is spoken about very openly in the women's health world, that this is a fact. Progesterone can change women's life when you are dealing with someone who understands how to prescribe it and how safe it is. It's so safe. Estrogen is not safe to keep pumping up and put, oh, just take more estrogen, take more estrogen. No, there's risk attached. That is not the case with progesterone. Progesterone is very safe, and yet it is not understood. It creates fear. It clogs up the NHS. There's so many problems that if women's hormones were properly dealt with, we wouldn't have women going to rheumatology. We wouldn't have women going to cardiology for palpitations. We wouldn't have mental health services at breaking point. If we were trained, prescribers were properly trained in the massive impact hormones have on every system in a woman's body, we could make women have such a better service. I mean, I know we've got off at a tangent.
No, because you're
so passionate about it. And I truly believe this. People might not agree with me, but this is very much my belief. And from the rabbit holes that I have gone down for hours and hours, and the privilege of the incredible people I've had the opportunity to speak to who know their stuff when it comes to progesterone.
Yeah, no, and likewise. And it's infuriating at best, and absolutely, like, I just can't get my head around why this is not being, you know, more lives can be saved, more people can be helped, more better quality of life for something that is pretty simple to understand, to learn about. You know, I'm not scientific at all, but if I can understand it, you know, people can get trained, doctors can get trained here. And like you say, the impact, you know, on all parts of our system, you know, whether it's our adrenals, our heart health, thyroid, gut, obviously our mental health, our energy levels, our mood. What I don't understand is birth control, because from what I know, the research I've done, there's no body identical birth control out there.
It's a synthetic progestin. So again, it's not, they will call it progesterone only. It's not progesterone. It's progestin. And it comes with side effects and risk, right? We were the generation, Kate, that happily skipped into the GP surgery. We were like, woo, I got my pill. I'm off into the sunset. Off I go. You know, no one was, I don't think it's any different now. No one's sitting down and talking the risks. So when I'm working with a woman, you know, contraceptive is amazing. look how much freedom it's given us. You know, we can't be cross about it. I can be cross with the fact it's not body identical. I would much rather be having body identical hormones in my body if I had to go down that route than synthetic. But it leaves women in a really difficult situation of going, do I take this bad bit or this bad bit? You know, there's no good option in that for a woman's body to take. There just isn't. But from a functional perspective, we have to go, okay, so this is necessary for me in my life right now. What do I know about the impact it's going to have on me? And how do I begin to try and negate that? We know it's going to affect the gut microbiome. I need to optimize my gut health. We know it's going to have an effect on my metabolism. I need to make sure my thyroid is okay. I need to make sure my blood sugar regulation is okay. It's going to make me nutrient deficient. I have to make sure I'm having a nutrient dense diet, supplementing where I need to. So we take this, that's what we have to do. So, I mean, I would much rather body identical, but here we are.
You see, what this conversation is for is the thousands of women who listen to this podcast, but have also commented on recent videos talking about things like chronic fatigue, talking about having autoimmune issues, talking about such difficult hormonal cycles throughout their lives, and have literally said they just have no idea. Like, genuinely, they've been dismissed and invalidated and sent away by doctors. And this has been sort of just like a continual life cycle. And the reason I want to have this conversation is so more women can feel empowered to say, I don't want this. I want alternatives, and demand alternatives. And I wonder, so, okay, so say a woman's listened to this now and they struggled with postnatal depression in the past. They want to have more children. They now know they're neurodivergent. They're very worried about postnatal depression again. Can they go to their doctor and say, I would like to take progesterone after I've had this baby?
No, should be able to. You will just be looked at like you're crazy. That's what will happen. Because they are not looking at progesterone's role in mental health. They're looking at it protecting your uterus when you're in your late 40s. If you're lucky, you're going to get it early 40 perimenopause. If you can find a special, it's going to be private. And, you know, the cost around the class divide in managing women's health makes me really angry as well. God, I've got a lot of anger in this, haven't I?
No, I'm super angry as well.
But actually, if you can find a specialist prescriber, you may be able to look at that. But you are 100% not going to get that through normal routes because there's just not the training and understanding there. I believe if that was happening to my daughter and I knew the risks around postnatal, our estrogens can drop up to 1,000 times in 3 days after birth. And then we look at this woman and go, oh, she's a bit depressed. Well, no wonder I've got nothing there sensitizing my dopamine and serotonin. Life was hard enough for me as a neurodivergent woman before being pregnant. We usually ride the high of that mega dose of progesterone, mega doses, much higher than we will ever reach in clinical trials. We never get to the dose of progesterone we have when we're pregnant and the fetus has. So we know we cope really well in very high progesterone levels.
Interesting.
And then that drops off a cliff. And we've suddenly got this baby to look after. We haven't got any of our routines. A neurodivergent woman needs a circle of support around her when she gives birth. She needs people who understand ADHD and hormones supporting her. Now, what you can do is get over-the-counter creams. They're not as strong as what you would get through a prescription. You can absolutely look at that. And if you can find the right prescriber, you will be able to get certainly progesterone to support during that time.
But if anyone is listening and they want, and this is something that they can do, please reach out, because I get asked all the time, who can I speak to? Where can I go? I send so many people to you, Adele.
Yeah, thank you.
And I mean, that progesterone cream, that sounds really interesting. Yeah. Do you think, so that is something we can get over the counter.
Yeah.
If people are listening in other countries, you know, we've got, in the States, Australia.
Oh, America's amazing. I mean, you can get anything over the counter there and in really good doses. Like I get some progesterone cream from the States. If you can get it, you know, it's much higher doses. The stuff that we can get here is much lower. So one company is Wellsprings. You know, you can get it. And my PMDD women can do really well on that cream. And Carol Peterson, you know, this is, and nothing here is medical advice, to be clear. You know, I would always say you need to work with somebody who really understands this stuff. But Carol Peterson, you know, she would, and she talks about this in the webinar that I did with her, is you can, if you've got a good dose progesterone cream, she will literally use it every 15 minutes till your mood regulates. You know, and that's so empowering. How empowering is that to have a cream that you can sit and do that until you're like, oh, I feel like me again. I'm here. That is the power of progesterone. When women get their progesterone right, they say, I feel like me again. I feel like I used to.